Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Love it.
I find it very, very easy to be true.
The fact that he's able to match that
note, I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line.
In commemoration of the 12th anniversary of Johnny Cash's passing, that will be on the 12th of this month, CMT is featuring a week-long tribute to the Man in Black. And Kid Rock, apparently, is a big fan, has been for a long time. So he's the host of this tribute on the network. He's going to call, I guess because CMT is country music television, going to change the name to Cash Music Television for this week.
Oh, very cool.
So
it starts on September 8th. And let's see, they're showing the movies like Walk the Line. Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon doing a great job. I thought that was a great movie, frankly.
Yeah.
Great, but a really good movie. And their portrayals of Joaquin Phoenix's Johnny Cash was very, very good. And June Carter Cash, very well played, I thought, by Reese Witherspoon, who's a great actress anyway. So on Thursday the 10th, music videos will be represented in a Throwback Thursday video block. And then on Friday, they're going to air all-time top 40 artist choices. The artists are going to choose their favorite Johnny Cash songs.
I'd like to see his old show. That would be cool if they would air an hour of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Remember that variety show he had?
Oh, that would be great to see.
Yeah. So the celebration ends on Saturday with a CMT Hot 20 countdown hosted by Rock and Kid Rock and Cody Allen and Katie Cook. Those two people, how would you describe them, Jen? Cody Allen and Katie Cook.
I wouldn't, because I don't really know who they are.
Oh, all right.
Well, is that sad? Cody Allen, I think, is like a, well, he's kind of an up-and-coming host guy for them.
Oh, is he?
But, yeah, I don't think they have singers. I don't know about Cody, though. Or, I mean, sorry, Cook. Who's Cook?
Katie Cook, I don't
Katie
know.
Katie Cook. Yeah, I don't know either. That one. Cody Allen, I think, does like a regular hosting gig.
And his children are going to participate in this in one way or another as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, exactly.
That's kind of fun.
Yep. The Carter family also be the subject of a new documentary with filmmaker Beth Harrington tracing the evolution of their family.
Yeah, I read their book, Carter Family History. It's amazing. I mean, they basically helped invent advertising on radio and television. Well, there was no television then. But, I mean, they based their whole radio show around some soap. And that's how radio got started, is basically, okay, how are we going to make money off of this? Well, we'll have shows on. And they were the first to do it. And it's an amazing American story.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Richie, is that soap, the first big advertisers on radio and then on television, that's where the term soap opera came from.
Right, exactly.
Because those shows, the dramas, were sponsored by the big soap companies.
Borax Soap.
Yeah, Borax, Lever Brothers, Palmolive, P&G. All of those things were the products that were sponsored, and they're still big advertisers. This guy, there's something about him that always has grabbed me.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I grew up with Ray Charles and jumped onto the B.B. King train really early because they were soulful storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
I got onto the Johnny Cash train a little late, but love him for the same reason.
Same reason. Yeah, great story.
He tells
magic,
gripping stories.
And at least the like Ring of Fire and the way they orchestrate the song. Listen to the horns.
He's just got such soul in the way he tells stories.
All together. So anyway, Kid Rock hosting the Johnny Cash tribute on CMT next week.
Man in Black.
28 after the hour. This is Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When's the one time you should never say no to a child? Well, believe it or not, there is one special time when you should never say no to your child. Here's the developmental science of it. learned this technique from a parent of an elementary school child. The mother was so excited, explaining to me that her little girl loves to read. She loves books. And the mother delighted but almost incredulously explained to me that the child will ask about once a week to go visit a bookstore. And then the mother almost nonchalantly said, "We never say no when our child asks for a book." What's the cheap psychological trick? Never, ever say no when a child asks for a book. Simply having them around, even if they don't read them, has been shown to increase the love of learning and grades. If you're strapped for money, you know what? A library book works just as well. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Here at Think Green, we don't want all the news to be grim. So here's a few organic aphrodisiacs to spice up your private life. The first, of course, is chocolate. Chocolate's got the same chemical as the brain secretes that makes you feel like you're in love. It's called phenylethylamine. Second, garlic. Garlic's full of allicin, which increases blood flow to your organs, which helps. Celery, the Cialis of crucifers, packs a punch according to Discovery because it's got a hormone that gives men a subtle, sexy smell. And pumpkin seeds? Well, they have a big dose of zinc, which helps the body make male testosterone while stimulating the female libido to boot. And finally, wild yams, the Viagra of veggies, because they tend to increase sensitivity specifically to there. So have a great weekend. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.